You are listening to What Comfort Zone, a weekly podcast by Emily and Laura.
And me, Kerry.
In partnership with Body Confidence HQ.
Hello and welcome to What's Comfort Zone episode... Oh, what episode are we? 27? 27 already.
Should maybe have checked that first.
Yes. It's Kerry and Laura tonight, and we have Liam back. Liam, it is 5 months since we last had you on the podcast.
Could say I'm a busy boy, eh?
You could. The last time we were talking about the Yorkshire Three Peaks, which I can't believe it was that long ago.
It was just after it. It was just after we'd done the Three Peaks.
What a day that was, eh?
Avengers. So since then, you have done all sorts of stuff, haven't you? And the thing that I wanted to ask you most about was the mental health side that you've added to the gym, which has always been there, but you've brought it to the forefront a lot more, haven't you? Disco.
Yeah. yeah. That was, is that how long ago that was? Mad. But yeah, basically, the whole idea behind BCHQ is to kind of change the people's perception on exercise. Everyone always goes to the gym or joins the gym to lose weight, body fat, get lean or whatever. And if you're going to go and join a gym for that reason, it's just surface level thinking and it's not deep enough. So the whole idea behind the mental health side of things is to kind of educate people on the benefits of creating a good mental, basically create good mental health through exercise, the benefits of obviously releasing all the endorphins and serotonin levels and things like that, that you do get from exercise, rather than people going, oh, I'm going to the gym just to lose weight. Because if that is your reason why you're going to the gym, you're going to lose motivation very fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were only saying last week, weren't we, that it's just as important to look after your physical health as it is to look after your mental health.
Probably more important these days, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think health needs to just be one big bracket for me these days. Physical and mental health needs to just be in one bracket. Health is being physically sound and mentally sound. Do you know what I mean? And that's the whole...
When we were saying... on last week's, when we were talking about your perceptions of things when you were younger, based on your perceptions versus your perception of things now. And exactly that when you were younger, you kind of thought healthy was just about what kind of food you ate and things. But now you're older, you know, it's got, like you said, so much more of a holistic, I guess.
100%. And I think the reason, like, obviously people speak more about mental health these days than they did 10, 20 years ago. But the reality is the only reason people don't talk about mental health because it's seen as something, for some reason it's taboo. People say it's a bad thing. But the reality is we all have mental health. Mm-hmm. Now, whether that's bad mental health or good mental health is a different story. But mental health in itself is just a normal thing. Everybody has it. What exercise should be used for, and that's the whole ethos behind BCHQ, is promoting the benefits that come with exercise to create a good state of mental health. Yes, you'll get physical health benefits, but let's put mental health at the forefront because it's needed now more than ever. Let's be honest, we've all been locked away for the last 2 years, life stripped away from us. Everybody has an effect, had some sort of an effect on the mental health. Don't care who you are. Don't care if you're the cockiest, most confident person in the world. Every single person has had the mental health tested over the last 2 years. So that's the whole point behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about the qualification that you've got. You've just recently got a new qualification, haven't you?
Yeah. So basically I'm a mental health and exercise coach now. It's a newly accredited kind of course, but in my opinion, every single PT / coach in the world should do it before they are allowed to take on any clients. Simply because it teaches you all kinds of things from the day they walk through the door to the day they land in your inbox, whatever it may be. But it's just teaching you a whole new way to approach things, how to look at behavior, how to coach different types of clients, how to be empathetic. There's a lot of PTs and coaches out there these days that will take on clients. They'll throw physical transformations and with no story behind it. Six packs everywhere, tits out, asses out. Just putting that body image thing at the forefront, which, yes, I get it. It's a marketing technique and it's going to bring clients in. But if you don't know the story behind the mental transformation and how you've changed someone's life and had impact on it, just surface level. There's no value to it behind it. I could get you to lose 6 pounds in a week. You're not going to feel good at the end of it. I'd rather spend 6 months working with someone or 12 months working with someone and have a massive impact on life and change the whole way they think about everything. That is far more valuable than what you get from just a 6-week transformation. physical transformation, because anyone can get in shape. Everyone knows how to do it. Just a case of doing the work. Do you know what I mean? It's easy. I can do it with my eyes closed, but what do I get more fulfillment out of? Having an impact on someone's life in terms of the health, the career, the family life, the mental health, or going, hey, here's Kerry. She's lost 6 pounds in 3 weeks and look at how her body's changed. Yeah, it's good to show people that and it brings people in, but I'd rather know that I've had an impact on someone's life. So that's the whole point behind the qualifications, to change the way coaching and PTs and marketing, to be honest with you, but go below surface level. Because yeah. if this is a message to all PTs and coaches out there, if you are literally just posting transformations on Instagram, Facebook, you're just as bad as the influencers, in my opinion, that are editing pictures.
Yeah.
It's so much more relatable when, like you say, you see people's stories shared rather than, like you said, just transformation pictures. You see it with a story behind, like, this person was doing this last year, but they've been at our gym, they've toned up the body, they've done this, they've changed this about their life. And it's so much more relatable when you can see what they have changed about their life.
Yeah, the reality is, like, there's always going to be a place for before and after pictures in terms of transformations, because that's just basically how gyms market themselves. They have to do it, simple as that. But what we need to get good at and better at is telling people how the life has actually changed, how what behavior they've changed, what self-sabotaging behavior has changed, how has the internal dialogue changed in terms of the way they speak to themselves when they look in the mirror, not using the scales as a sole measurement of progress. Yes, the scales will come down, but let's not use them as the main focus of what we're trying to do here. Because I'll be honest with anyone, if you're focusing on scale weight or your pitch is changing, that is never, ever, ever going to happen as quickly as you want it to. So switch the focus and let's look at what you actually bring to the world as a person. How is your physical and mental health right now? How are you happy in your career? Are you thriving in it? Have you got ambition and drive to succeed and drive further in that? Do you enjoy your job? Do you have impact at work? How is family life? Do you plan in quality time instead of just time where you're just coasting through the motions? Do you have high quality time planned in with the family? Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of things we need to measure ourselves with. How do you show up as a parent? How do you show up as a partner? They're the things we should all measure success on. But right now, from the health industry, health in whatever you call those things, can't remember. the health industry right now is not focused on health. It's quite toxic, to be honest. It's just focused on like very surface level transformations. So the whole idea behind BCHQ is to change that. Get rid of the fad diets, get rid of all the bullshit, all the nonsense is out there, and actually educate people on the benefits of exercise. Tell them, show them how to get in shape, stay in shape, so they understand nutrition and create a fucking incredible life off the back of it. What more do you need than that?
It's also that is you posted my transformation recently, which I mean it encompassed loads of different things really, didn't it? It wasn't just my pictures, but something that's cropped up in the last couple of weeks for me is I've also learned how to ask for help. So as both of you know, I had a little mini meltdown over the last couple of weeks. And in past, I would have sat in my room and not spoken to anybody and got myself out of it after God knows how long, been absent with everybody and told people about it afterwards. And then people go, well, why wouldn't you say and stuff like that? And it's been a long time since I've done something like that. But the first thing I did was I reached out to both of you and Emily and was like, help. Yeah. And that's another transformation. That's something that's come from.
Yeah, but the thing is, to me, is how normal should that be? Because if you've seen, put it in this perspective, if Kerry will relate to this with kids or Ollie with you, Laura, like if a kid came to you and said, can you help me do this? You'd be like, yeah, of course, no worries. So why do we, when it's mental health thing, do we not just go, hey, I need some help? How normal should that be?
Well, it should, yeah, but I used to feel shame about not being bubbly Laura.
That's the whole thing, and that's the problem with society and the industry, is because people have been made to feel that way. Where they feel like it's, if everyone puts like, this is the problem with social media, where everyone sees a highlight reel, everyone's happy on social media, they're succeeding, their life's incredible. But the reality is the people behind those pictures that are smiling and stuff, they have mental health problems. Fact. I know for a fact they do. So you only see someone's happy face or incredible days and whatever. So then the problem we have with society now is we think we should all feel like that because that's all we're seeing. And that's why it's toxic, because then it becomes a problem when we don't feel that great and we don't feel like we can speak to everyone because everyone's putting on this happy front.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the reality of the situation. And that's the reason there are so many mental health problems now, because we're thrown so much false positivity at us with social media and whatever. So when people actually feel like shit, they don't know who to speak to.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason it needs to be normalized. And that's the reason we need to change the industry and make people understand that there aren't, people are approachable. If you ask for help, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get it. Mm-hmm. No matter who you ask.
Yeah, I agree. So what does a BCHQ, so somebody who's never walked into BCHQ's doors, never seen it on social media, at Body Confidence HQ, but what does a mental health gym look like?
It doesn't look like much different to any other, to be honest with you. It's not so much what a gym looks like, it's the service you get behind it. Do you know what I mean? The service is bigger than what a gym looks like. You can go in any gym and they can throw around the term that, or give you false promises. Do you know what I mean? Oh, we're going to support you this, we're going to support you that. For me and what we do at BCHQ, we back it up. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. That is the thing. You have to back up what you say. You can't just talk shit and say you're going to do something and then not back it up. Because number one, you're not going to build relationships with your client. They're not going to trust you. And then you're going to create a negative kind of, you're going to have a negative impact on life as opposed to positive is what you promised. So in terms of what gyms look like, it doesn't look massively different. It's just the way we approach people. For example, before they even set foot through the door, we will have them 3 goals set for the health, 3 goals for the career, and 3 goals for the family life. That depends completely on what their lifestyle is like. The last thing we want to do is set them goals that aren't going to be achievable. They're going to feel like a failure. And then they end up giving up again. And it just becomes one of those things they tried. Do you know what I mean? They need to be primed and ready and told what's going to be expected of them and what they expect from us so that we can deliver on that. So rather, as opposed to what the gym looks like, it's more what actually happens behind the scenes. It's the service and the delivery and the success. Do you know what I mean? That's why we get so many success stories, because we've been building it for years now. Do you know what I mean? This is from me being involved, whatever level it may be, for 10 years in the industry. So it's not a case of like, I'm going to be a mental health gym one day. It's something that I've seen and learned as I've been in the industry to change. So no, a mental health gym can look like anything. Do you know what I mean? It could just look like a normal gym, but it's the people who work, it's the team that you build, it's the service they give. That's the difference between joining a commercial gym, who, I'll be honest, the business model is built on you not turning up.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, if you joined a commercial gym, could be what, 20, 30 quid, and they're doing for like 10 or a month these days, but they take on tens of thousands of members. Imagine if Monday morning, 6 a.m., everyone thought, you know what, I'm really going to go to the gym today, 10,000 people.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work? You know what I mean? It's not going to happen, is it? So the reality is what we do, and this is what we build our community on, is like-minded individuals, yeah? People who come to the gym for the right reasons, so we educate them from the start. So then we're capped at, 100, 200 members, but that's what our capacity can handle. I would much rather have 200 people that are there for the right reasons than 1,000 people who aren't even going to bother showing up.
Mm.
I would rather have 200 success stories than 100 people who actually turn up and 900 people who just can't be asked. Do you know what I mean? Or just they haven't been given the right service or the right tools. I would rather serve people, a lower amount of people, to a higher standard than I would have massive amount of volume through the same door.
Yeah. Yeah. So being a mental health gym, you just said then it wasn't like what you thought you were going to, you didn't go set out to do that. Where did that actually come from? Was that from meeting clients who needed a bit of help, who were talking to you about their problems, or?
I think it's always been there deep down. Are we okay?
Yeah.
I think it's always been there deep down. The reason I got into the industry was because I wanted to make a difference. Like, I've had PTs that were orange, full of steroids, telling me that I need to take as well. And I fell for it. I took them. Do you know what I mean? I fell into that trap. So when I joined the industry, I knew that I didn't want it just to be another one of those dickheads. I'm going to say it. Fuck them. I didn't want one of those dickheads. So I wanted to make a difference. And as I've learned through the years, when people exercise, that's when they release the endorphins, and such as your serotonin, your dopamine and stuff, and they're feeling good. That's when people are more likely to open up about mental health. So I found myself having these conversations, and realistically, back then, I didn't really know what to say. So I've only learned how to approach clients and treat them better with a higher standard of service by investing in myself and knowledge. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've invested hundreds of thousands of pounds into my own knowledge. That's beyond university. Do you know what I mean? That's my own, like, right, this is how I'm going to make the best possible service by reinvesting into this. And that's why we're at where we're at now. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like a, just, oh, you know what, I'm going to be a mental health gym. It was a from experience and talk to people. I always got to a point where I was confident speaking to people about it and promoting this, but doing the mental health and exercise course was just a way to go, yep, you're saying all the right things, just to kind of back up what I was saying. Because being honest, I might not be saying the right things. Do you know what I mean? You have to question yourself all the time.
I think everything's different though, aren't they? It's like you, the way you talk to me is completely different to the way, well, to be fair, I don't think anybody else would let you talk to the way you talk. But that's because we're mates. But the way you talk to me and handle my problems is completely different to how you would speak to Kerry. So you've got really good at like reading people and...
Yeah, that's the thing is like everyone, as a coach, you have to understand how to speak to certain people. And some people, I will always be no nonsense, no bullshit. I will find a way to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Mm-hmm. Now, with Laura, I can just go, you're being a dickhead, you need to do this. I probably wouldn't say that to Kerry. Do you know what I mean? Because we haven't been working together that long, and we work together on a one-to-one basis. But that being said, you can still read people's behavior and see how they're going to react. At the end of the day, every single person in the world, if I was to work with someone for 6 months, in 6 months' time, they're going to thank me for telling them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. If I was to tell them what they wanted to hear and just go, oh, it's all right, you cry again next week, we'll just waste another week. It's all right, you crack on, we'll try again next week. Who's that helping?
Nobody.
As a society now, we need to stand up in an industry, we need to tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. Pointless stroking egos. I do even turn that down to the point where I'll watch Instagram stories when Alina or Catherine will post and I'm like, your squat depth needs to be deeper.
That's not the BCHP standard. You did that for me.
Yeah, you did that.
Do you know what I mean? Because, do you know what I mean? And it just comes down to personal standards. We all have our own personal standards. I have standards for my clients. And if I see it, I'm going to call it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because being at BCHQ means something. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to train at BCHQ, you're known. If you train at BCHQ, people know you train at BCHQ because nobody shuts up about it.
No.
Because the community is that tight. But that being said, if we're that proud to work there, if we're that proud to train there and work there, we have to keep those standards high. Because if we don't, and then people see that on a story, they're like, oh, they don't really give a shit about training, form, injuries, all that stuff. So just that we have personal standards for ourselves, I have standards for the clients across the board and the team across the board. So as I'm building a team as well and going down the mental health and exercise route, and don't get me wrong, that's not just the forefront. We want incredible success stories as well. But we want physical transformations. We want mental transformations. We want lifestyle transformations, the career transformations as well. The amount of promotions and businesses started, I've lost count up to this point since we come back from lockdown. But as I'm building a team, I'm also having to coach them on how to coach from a mental health perspective as well, which is good. Because as we kind of going in the right direction, if when we get to BCHQ 10, I need to know that all that team are on the same level playing field and thinking on the same level. Rest assured, if we ever get an orange roid head come through, see you later, mate. Not for us.
I'm just thinking if I've ever seen you with fake tan on, and I haven't.
No, I've never done fake tan. I've done sunbed sit too much, but...
Naughty. So somebody who's sitting at home listening to this podcast right now thinking, God, I feel like I'm in shape, but not mentally.
Mm.
Apart from the advice of get yourself down to BCHQ pronto, what advice would you give him?
It's not just about like for me, join us or don't join us. Do you know what I mean? We don't want more clients. We want more success stories. We want people who are going to take it seriously. Now, you can be in physical shape. I've been in like unreal shape, ridiculous physical shape. Was I in mental shape? Absolutely not. I couldn't even speak to people. So if you're going to start measuring yourself, if you're training and you think you're in shape and you find yourself looking in the mirror once, two, three times a day and you've got negative self-talk, do you know what I mean? You're not in the best mental shape. You're not training for the right reasons. You're training purely for what's staring back in the mirror. The reality is you need to look at, start measuring how you feel, how your energy is, How are you showing up at work? Are you on your A game? How are you showing up for your partner? How are you showing up for your kids? Do you know what I mean? What I always ask people across the board is, if you're struggling physically, mentally, whatever it may be, do you want to see your kids go through the same struggles you did, or do you want to set the example so they don't have to go through that? Do you know what I mean? But, and that goes for everything, even that down to nutrition. I said this to someone the other day on a call. Would you ever take advice in terms of nutrition or diet from your parents or grandparents?
No, probably not.
No, because what was we taught back then? You're not leaving the table until you finish your plate. You're not having a dessert until this. Or this is good for you, that's bad for you. You shouldn't be eating that. What qualifies them to tell that? Do you know what I mean? That's the problem we've got with good and bad foods.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as good and bad food. You have to moderate everything. But if you tell a kid they can't have something, what do they want?
They want it.
So it's just, this is the whole thing about the BCHQ, is just trying to set everything right. Not just mental health, but nutrition, exercise, and just making sure that it's an education process. Mm-hmm. Because you can do as many 6-week, 30-day challenges in the world, but if you're not being educated behind it, what was the point?
Yeah.
I think for me, like I said, about looking at the bigger picture and about looking at everything, and we look at family life, we look at relationships, we look at like job, career, business, and we look at obviously physical health and strength as well. But for me, it was joining, but not thinking I needed to focus on them other parts of my life, of my person, but then very quickly realizing that you do. And like you said, that's something that, it's something that everybody should know about. Everybody should know that they need to be focusing on like every aspect of their life, not just, like you said, coming to a gym to lose weight. But how do you bring somebody round who might inquire about BCHQ, but then be like, oh no, I'm only coming to the gym because I want to lose weight or I want to lift really heavy shit? How do you deal with that?
Let them in.
Mission, essentially.
I would rather bring someone in for the wrong reasons, change the whole mindset, re-educate them, and then 6 months down the line, they go, I didn't know I needed that, but thank you. Do you know what I mean? Whatever it takes to get them through the door. The more people I help, the better, because I'm having an impact in people's lives. But if it means I have to say, come and join us for 6 weeks and I'll help you lose a stone, so be it. Yeah. Get them in for the reasons they think they need, and then let them know exactly the reasons what they need. So again, telling them what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. So I might tell you what you want to hear first, but the minute you come to BCHQ, rest assured I'm going to change your life the way you think.
Do you know what I mean? That,
yeah.
No, but it's true, because the reality is people don't know what they need.
No.
People do not know what they need. Fact. Never going to change. So, and this is the thing, and this is a kind of a trap I fell into, to be honest, when I was writing content in lockdown, is I fell into the trap of writing about mindset in my content. And because I'm quite into the personal development stuff myself as a business owner, as an entrepreneur and blah, blah, blah. But I got sucked into writing my content in that respect. The reality is someone who reads that, or my audience, they don't know they need that. They just want to know how to lose a stone as quick as possible.
Yeah.
So if I have to tell them this is how they're going to lose a stone as quick as possible, and then get them through over to BCHQ, they become a client, and then I re-educate them about change your mindset, change your relationship with this, build better self-esteem, build more confidence, they're going to thank me for that.
Yeah.
They might not know that at the start, but I'm actually doing them a massive favor in for 6 months' time.
Mm-hmm. And then they stay for good.
Yeah. Exactly.
He is down the line, like me and thee, Laura.
Well, that's the thing, and that's kind of the trap I fell into writing about mindset. Whereas now it's a case of the end of the day, if you're thinking about joining a gym, 9 times out of 10, the reason is because you want to lose weight, you want to lose body fat, you want to get leaner, whatever it may be. Yeah. Or there might be want to build a bit of muscle and stuff. But the reality is nobody knows what they really want/need deep down. You're gonna think your surface level. You'll struggle to stay motivated because it's never going to happen as quickly as you want it to.
Mm.
So join somewhere who is going to deliver a result that goes deeper than that, because you can join any gym and lose weight.
Mm.
You can join Slimming World and lose weight. But that is that number on the scales really going to fix your self-worth, your relationship with food, your relationship with exercise, your energy, your confidence, the way you show up at work, the way you show up as a partner or a parent? No, that's the reality. And the reality is, if you don't feel fulfilled at work where you spend 33% of your life, you're going to lose motivation in that area. So you have to feel fulfilled in all areas of your life. And that's what we kind of get you to think outside the box with. Because if you're not fulfilled by your health, your body, which takes into account your body image, your mental health, you're not going to be happy at work, which then will lead into you not being happy at work and you're going to bring that home. So yeah. You're not going to be the partner or the best parent. So it all kind of links into one. But who thinks about it like that?
Mm.
You just think, oh, I hate the way I look in the mirror. Oh, God, I hate the number on the scales. Yeah, oh, but what goes deep? You've got to like excite an onion. You've got to peel it up. You've got to like go below the levels to kind of understand the real reason why we have to exercise. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to exercise. It's simple as that. Do you know what I mean? And the amount of people that say to me, I've been watching your stuff for ages and it's took me this long to reach out. And then 2-3 weeks later, like, why have I not done this sooner?
Yeah. I've heard a few people say that. Yes.
I've lost count over the years. Like, yeah. Over 10 years, I've lost count, literally.
Mm.
And then you get the, oh, I wish I started sooner. Yeah, but you didn't. Mm. Just start now. forget the past. Forget about all that because it's gone. You can't go back to it. Worry about what's now.
Yeah. Mm. Everyone's got to start sometime, haven't they? I think one thing to touch on as well is the amazing community that you have. I know you mentioned earlier, but every single person within BCHQ supports each other. So it's almost like you've got like 200 coaches, not just a couple. And I think that's incredibly unique. You don't get that anywhere else, do you? There's not one person at the gym that I wouldn't go for a coffee with. I'm saying coffee.
No, and that's exactly the way I think. Do you know what I mean? There's not one person in that gym that I wouldn't go for a pint with. And that's how I built the community. Do you know what I mean? The community is probably one of the things that I'm most proud of, to be honest, over the whole kind of process of me starting out as a PT, because having that like level of community and that many people that will help each other and drive each other forward, you can't find that anywhere.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's not easy to find, because that's one of the biggest objections I get as well about people wanting to join a gym is they find it an intimidating place. Do you know what I mean? And it's so, the one thing that I find the hardest is trying to explain what our community is actually like. You don't know until you're in it. No. There's no way you can. It's literally impossible to explain to someone what it is actually like.
Mm.
Yeah, like everyone supports each other. Like even if they've never actually met in gym sessions or anything, they're on the Facebook group supporting each other, or they're on like the team Zooms and supporting each other and chatting. And you might never meet that person ever, but you, like you say, you're supporting and they're supporting you as well, and it's great.
Yeah, it's mad. And the reason it's like that is because we set the standard from the start. Do you know what I mean? Because we make it very clear that if you are part of this community, you need to reach out to people you think you can help, just like they would for you. Do you know what I mean? That's the reason. If we instill that at the start, you know exactly what you're coming into. We have the rule where there's no dickheads in the gym. Simple as that. No dickheads. You come in, you get the very best out of yourself. We don't care who's the strongest, fittest, fastest in the room. We're all here to help each other, drive each other forward and finish that session. And then beyond that, support outside of it. Because you can come to the gym 3 or 4 times a week, but if you're going to do jack shit outside of it, there's 164 hours to play with there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can put 100% effort into 4 hours in the gym.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do jack shit for 164 hours, you're pissing in the wind with it. I'll be really honest with you. Make sure you put explicit on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say, there's been a few already. We're definitely going to
I think the worst swear word was when you dropped the Slimming World bomb. I was like,
oh, who said it?
No, but
you know what?
The community.
I used to get really triggered by Slimming World, but now I just see it as people think that's going to fix the problem. So I just see it now as our duty and responsibility to tell them it's not.
Yeah.
It's not going to help you. And no matter how many times you go back to it and try it again, it's going to be another failure. You might get some quick weight loss success, but the reality is they're teaching you a new system to lose weight. And again, just like gyms, their business model is built on you failing and going back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they'll teach you how to lose weight quickly, but then when you get to a point where there's no weight being lost, or worse still, you put weight on, Big Sandra at the front is going to tell you it's all your fault because you had a biscuit with your brew last week. They're not going to tell you how to actually move forward from it and fix your problem.
Go on then, Sandra. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But no, it's we're going to have to wrap things up soon, aren't we? Because you've got a little boy to look after. But it's being at BCHQ is there's people that I've met through being at BCHQ, pair of you two included, that I cannot imagine the rest of my life without them being there. And there's loads of people there as well. And it's just, you don't get that anywhere else. So no. Thanks, Liam. You were right.
More than welcome. I'm always right.
We're still always, I was just going to chuck that one in there. He's always right. We just don't know it at the time.
even if I'm not, I'll bullshit my way through it.
Brilliant. So have you got, I forgot to prep you and tell you to bring a quote, but drop a Liam bomb for me.
Yeah, go on.
Ooh, what do you mean a quote?
Something.
What line do you want?
I have a favourite Liam one, and it's one that you say often.
What's that?
About eating.
Oh, eat like an adult, not like a toddler at a buffet.
Yes, that's
that
the one.
Yeah. That was 2019, that one. Classic.
I'm actually looking through loads of things that you say recently for something that's upcoming. Christmas party, you need to join if you want to come. Why I put my hands around my mouth, I don't know. No. But yeah, I think one of my favorite ones is I'm gonna land that plane there.
Oh yeah, every that single week session.
So do you got in that one, innit?
Yeah. Would you like to end the podcast?
Yeah, let's finish on, no matter what you do ever, whether it's training, work, cooking your food, being a parent, bring fucking energy. Bring energy to me, energy in everything that you do. Because if you're going to half-ass it, you're going to get a half-ass result. Bring energy.
Did Laura hear about you rapping him?
No. Oh, no, she didn't.
Tell me.
So, I was driving to the gym the other day. What was it? Was it Monday, that? Only yesterday, wasn't it? God. So, I walked in, and this is what my brain's like. So, on the way there, I was like, right. I basically said to everyone, I was like, what would your rap name be if you were to like drop an album or whatever? I didn't even give them a chance to answer. I just went, mine would be energy. Do you know why? Because what do I bring everywhere I go? Energy. I know what you're thinking. Incredible. I know. And we'll land that plane there, yeah.
Thanks, Liam, and we'll see you sooner than 5 months next time.
I certainly will, yes.
It's important to say that this podcast is just our thoughts, feelings, and opinions from our own personal experiences. We're not certified mental health coaches, and we haven't had any training. However, if you feel that you're in a place where this podcast isn't helping and you need some more help, please do reach out to a certified body or a coach or a therapist to get you some extra help. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified when we launch a new episode. You can get in touch with us at What Comfort Zone Podcast or at Body Confidence HQ.